been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't thank you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so great. Oh, you've been so great. You've been better than good. You've been better than good. You've been so good to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. It reaches me. Oh, you are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. It reaches me. You are my joy, joy like no other, joy like no other. It reaches to me. You are my peace, peace like no other, peace like no other. It reaches to me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other. It reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. It reaches to me, and it reaches to me. It reaches to me, your strength and your peace. It reaches to me, your grace and your love. It reaches to me, your hope and your faith. It reaches to me. It reaches to me. It reaches to me. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Psalmist Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Well, praise the Lord, and we thank God for you, sweetheart, and know that we are keeping you in our prayers and are so excited for what God is doing in your life. So God bless you and thank you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I'm telling you, I love the song that she sang, God is so good, and he is our strength. And I'm going to tell you, I like what one of my ministers used to say in Chicago, God, chicken is good, God is great. So I'm so happy, Minister Caitlin, and put that on there, God is great. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, as I said, I'm in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Cocola Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you to the Master's Call. I also want to thank our dear Minister Robin for seating and greeting us this morning and starting us off with such an anointed call. Well, this call was founded over, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's almost 11 years ago, by Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on a scripture verse, which is 88:13, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you will find all the messages from the very beginning of this call and also the full bio of all of our speakers. And the website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. The Holy Spirit always blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. So the theme that he has given us this morning is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, and I'm telling you, we have been praying for you that God would touch you to become a part of this team, this ministry, this team, as the psalmist, as you heard Minister Caitlin so beautifully do, or as a greeter, as Minister Robin did, or as a host, which is what I'm doing right now, or perhaps God has put a word on your heart that you would love to share. Well, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. If that any of that applies to you, please send your info, that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general who has been faithful for 7 years and will come to the end of her reign on Friday, who am I talking about? None other than Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we stay over a little bit longer on Fridays so we can get your praise reports and your prayer request live. But know that if it's not that day, not Friday, after the call, just text or email your information to us and know that we will be praying for you. Now, this company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago, was once called Artists International, and it's now Artist Life. To find out more about Artist Life, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I can guarantee you they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday morning, is the Morning Motivational Call, and it's led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you more information about the artist's products and about the opportunity. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan are the hosts of that call. In order to get on that call, the number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, in order to not have to pay to get on that call, we have a bypass number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 296-713-293-9707. Well, so much for all of those announcements, and I will come back and give you some more announcements after we have our word this morning. And our word is going to be brought by none other than our very own Minister Dara Meekins, who is a native of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, being born into a family of ministerial leaders and a PK kid, which is a pastor's kid, in 2016, Minister Darrell answered the call on his life and began to minister and teach. Recognizing and nurturing the anointing and calling upon his life, his pastor appointed him to various offices and positions within the church. Some of the appointments included the following, which are trustee, deacon, minister, usher, armor bearer, assistant pastor, outreach ministry, and Bible class teacher. So he has done a whole lot in the body of Christ. Minister Darrell is supported in his ministry by his loving wife, Monica Meekins, their 5 children, maybe 7 grandchildren now, and several godchildren. His ultimate desire is to see people fully embrace God's love and to walk in victory and power while experiencing the fullness of God's promises. So I'm going to pray right now, and then you will hear our anointed speaker for this morning, Minister Darrell Meekins. Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we are just so thankful that we are together for another word. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds and to know that you woke us up. God, we thank you that you are anointing him to speak. We thank you, God, that he will give the word to us just like you gave it to him. Father, I pray that you bless him in a mighty way, that you continue to restore him, that you be that strength that he needs in the name of Jesus. Now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus, all of his cohorts, all of his imps, all of those who follow him, that this call will go forth with clarity, and that it, because we know that it is saturated by the word of God, by the word of our testimony, and by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise, and we call it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Minister Darrell, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Bless you. Good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is D. Meekins at the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. Want to thank Sister Willa for that awesome and amazing introduction. I was listening and was like, who is she talking about, me? Oh, my God, I tell you guys, I am excited this morning. I am overwhelmed and just filled with so much joy. Most definitely want to thank Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Willispoon for allowing me the opportunity to come forth and bring the word this morning and putting together this awesome and outstanding call. Most definitely want to thank Sister Robin for seeing and greeting us this morning. And, oh, my God, Sister Kayla, that was so beautiful this morning. That was just beautiful. It touched my spirit this morning. So we want to thank you guys for all that you do. But we're going to go ahead and get started with the word. I'm going to give you a little prayer before I start. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, starting us on another day. Father God, we just ask you to come forth as I step back and bring the word to the people this morning, Father God, and feed your sheep. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray, amen. I tell you guys, I'm just full this morning, just overwhelmed. I tell you, when you ask for something, you better be careful what you ask, because I said, Lord, I need some meats and potatoes this morning to get to the folk. I need everybody to get full and get fed this morning. And I tell you, it's a difference between reading your Bible and studying your Bible. And whenever I prepare for the word, I call myself studying. So I say, okay, Lord, give it to me. Come on, give it to me now. And what God gave me is God wants to bless us. I said, Lord, how can we get your blessing, Lord? We ask for it. We pray for it. How can we really get it? I need to know. I want the meat and the potatoes. He said, your faith activates God's authority to release his blessings and promises in your life. I said, well, Lord, how do I position myself? He said, by putting your faith in check. And the scripture this morning is from Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I said, okay, Lord, give me some more. He said, Galatians 3:2. This only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. I said, okay, I see that again. I see that hearing and faith. I said, give me some more, Lord. He said, Philippians 1:5. Hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward Lord Jesus and toward all saints. I said, okay, Lord, I see the hearing and faith again. I said, give me some more. He said, Galatians 3:5. He, therefore, that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it be it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. I said, okay, Lord, I see the hearing of faith again. Give me a little more. He said, Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, and it is written, the just shall live by faith. I said, okay, Lord, I see that faith is something else. I said, that faith is very powerful this morning because I'm seeing the faith. He said, okay. He said, I'm going to give you some components. I said, components, Lord? What components? He said, yeah, you know, when you're putting something together, you got to have components in order for it to work. I said, okay, Lord, I'm listening. Give me some more. Give me some more. I'm telling you, because I just got so overwhelmed last night, I had to just stop, y'all. I had to stop, and I had to go to bed, because he just was filling me up. I was like, Lord, oh, I said, be careful what you ask for. And know your position. Get in position so God can bless us. He wants to bless us. God looks for ways to help those who trust him. He give us the components, and the component is faith, and it's parts of faith. It's three components to faith, and I'm going to give them to you today. So if you ain't got a pen, hurry up and get a pen, but if you don't, just go back and listen to this recording. You need something from God concerning his will and his purpose to believe in, and this is the first component, the word from God. You need something to stand on, something to claim that comes from God, not from your own mind or what someone else thought up. Jeremiah 23:16 speaks of vain hope that are not based on God's words, but the words of people who not heard from God. And this is what our faith is if it's not based on God's, what God says, vain hope. Rather, as the psalmist says to God, we are to hope in your word. What we need is knowledge of God's promise and understanding of God's word and the ability to hear God's voice by the Spirit speaking to us. This is what makes faith possible. Abraham had a promise from God for a son. He had something from God to stand on. In Genesis 12:2, the Lord said, I will make you a great nation, which means he has to have a child. God said in Genesis 12:7, to your offspring I will give this land. And in Genesis 17:16, God said more specifically, I will give you a son by Sarah. As we see in the example from the man of faith, as Paul calls him, Galatians 3:9, our faith must be grounded in the word from God. Without this, it's fake. Fake faith is simply presumption on our part, not faith. Without a word from God, we will find ourselves waiting on God to do something, and he never said he would do. We talk more about this later. I also call this proper because this is what scriptures usually mean when it talks about faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 speaks of this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. First of all, we have things hoped for and things not seen. This refers to what we are looking for God to do based on his word to us. What we are hoping for but can't see yet. The firm trust is referred to by the word of assurance, and it can also be translated in confidence, and also by the word conviction, which is translated certainly. Firm trust means being sure of God's words to us, being certain in our heart that God has said to us God can and will do. Abraham trusted God's promise to him. After hearing that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars, it says he believed the Lord. In Genesis 15, verse 6, that is, he trusted in God and God's promise to him. As Paul says, no distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strength in his faith as he gave glory to God, full convinced that God is able to do what he promised. In Romans 4, verses 20 and 21, he had nothing to go on in the natural. They were both too old to have children, but he had assurance of things hoped for, a promise from God and a conviction of his things not seen that God would give him a son. Oh, God, glory be to God. He trusted that God told him he would come to pass, that his circumstances wouldn't remain the same. He was fully convinced that God was able to do what he promised, which is an excellent definition of firm trust. We too need to be fully convinced that God is able to do what he promises us. The third component is appropriate action, which flows from a certain certainty in God's promise. Paul calls this the obedience of faith, Romans 1 and 5. This has to do with our actions of obedience to God in light of the promise of that God gives us. Abraham is an example. He acted on his faith in a way of appropriate to the promise given to him. He left his family and home behind. He moved to Canaan and waited for his son. You can see his certainty in the way he acted. He would never done this. Things, if it weren't for the promise of his firm trust in God's and God's promise in the same way. When we are truly convinced of God's words to us, it will show up in our actions. As Jesus said, a tree is known by its own fruit. What is within us in our heart, whether faith or unbelief, is made in our words and actions. What comes out of us? This is comprehension between what is inside of us and what comes out of us, the fruit of lies. A sure sign that we don't really trust God is that we will hesitate to act on God's promises, and conversely, when we have true faith, we are willing to act on that. Putting these three parts together, faith is trusting in the action of God's word to us. We hear God's word, we fully trust God in our heart, and this flows out into how we live our lives. This is the kind of faith that receives from God. We need not just one part, two parts, but all three. One, you need a word from God as a foundation. Two, you need firm trust in the Word of God. Three, you need appropriate action that flows out of his certainty and makes your faith complete. You need all three to receive from God. And in fact, all three of these are part of the Greek word of faith. The word can be translated as the faith, referring to what we believe or God's words to us. Two, it can be translated as faith, meaning firm, trust, which is the most common meaning. Just to give you an example, in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God, that is, trust in God and God's promise. Three, the word can be translated to faithfulness. For instance, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It refers to our action of faith. These are all part of faith, and we need them all if we want to receive from God, because God wants to bless us. What is your position? God looks for ways to help those who trust in him. Thank you, Lord. God will have all three parts of his faith working in our lives. The result is that we receive what God has for us. God comes through his word to us. God acts on our behalf. God is always faithful on his end. As Paul says in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. He will do what he says he will do. What's your position? Abraham had faith, so he received the promise of a son. Isaac was born to him 25 years later after the promise was originally given in Genesis 21. God came through for him, and God will come through for us as well. Let me emphasize again, as I said, our faith is key. What position are you in? We have looked at four things today. God gives us a word. One, two, we trust in God's words to us. Three, we act in faith. Four, God acts to fulfill his promise. Notice that God begins the process and God ends the process. But we have a crucial role in the middle connecting the beginning and the end. Our faith is the bridge between what God promises and what God does. Faith is what gets us from promise to reality. Before God acts to fulfill his promise, we must trust and we must act on our faith. God wants to see us trust and act first. Now, don't get me wrong. Our faith isn't anything in itself. It's just like the completion of a circuit so that the electricity can flow through it. It's the electricity of power of God that's the big deal. God flows through our faith and then works his will in his word and brings promise into reality. This is what I think. God has tons of blessings and he wants to pour them out. God wants to use us in amazing ways, but we only can receive a small amount. We are limited by our lack of vision, and so that we get it, we need faith so we can get it, receive all that God wants to give us. As I end, let me share with you a call to faith. How God wants each and every one of us to lead people closer to Christ. that they might know him, walk in his ways, whether that is planting seeds or harvesting or whatever. God's will for us is to make disciples of all people. And this comes with the promise that God is with us always to the end of the age to help us do this. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. This is our foundation, a word from God for us. As we see, and so we need to choose to have firm trust in God that he can and will use us. We don't look at the outward circumstances. I don't know what to say, or I'm not good at this. I don't know many people. We trust that God can use us. We know that God spoke through a donkey, so I am pretty sure he can use us. And we need to act when God opened doors for us to share with others. When the doors open, we should be encouraged to speak and serve or listen or bless or whatever it calls for in the situation to help the person toward Christ. Do you have this kind of faith? This is a faith that brings God's promises to reality. This faith that makes all things possible, and this is the faith that I'm calling you to, so that God might use you and touch people's lives. My brothers and my sisters, put your faith in check. God wants to bless us. Faith is the bridge. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Dale. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord. You told us you were going to give us some meat and potatoes, and we got some meat and potatoes and everything else that goes on the plate right along with it. So thank you, and I will call you back to give us our benediction after we go over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the substance of the word that your son, Minister Darrell, brought to us this morning. Father, we thank you for using him in a mighty way, for letting us know that God wants to bless us. I mean, we know that, but just for confirming it and then giving us something to just examples and words out of the and truth and Bible verses just confirm that you want to bless us. Lord, thank you. And Father, I ask that you use him in a mighty way, that you continue to strengthen him, oh God. Father, that you continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above in his life and in the life of his family. Lord, we lift up his daughter Miracle, and we continue to trust you, God, for that kidney that she needs, Lord. In the meantime, we thank you, God, that all of her dialysis treatments go well, and she leaves and walks away strengthened and renewed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the new baby, God, that you grow her up to be strong, to be that woman of destiny that you have already purposed her to be, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Father, we thank you for Dr. Pakola, and we thank you for healing her body and giving her a special touch. We lift up her grandson, J.D., and her granddaughter, Jelani, and her daughter, Davola. Lord, we just thank you for them and all that you're doing in their lives. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and for the entire Witherspoon clan, oh God, that you continue to keep them, that you continue to comfort them, that you continue to strengthen them, that you continue to show her the directions, and then she's walking in the direction that you have for her. Father, we continue to lift up Bailey and Stephanie and Wanda and Clarissa and Paul and Carol and Bishop Blake and Maurice and Angel and Carmen and Uncle and Uncle Herman, God, and Jerry. God, we thank you for healing baby Alexa in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Robin's grandmother, and we lift up Mother Margaret and Prophet Kai and Aunt Joyce, oh God, and Grandma Ella May and Kaylin, Lord, and Miles. God, we thank you for lips talk, oh God, that it is prospering in the name of Jesus. And God, there are bereaved families, and we lift them up before you as well. The Reed family, the Thompson Streeter family, the Darden family, God. Father, we just ask you continue to touch them, Father, and then all in Minister Robin's office who have been diagnosed with COVID. COVID is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that they are healed and whole. We give you praise, God. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us today, that you ordered their footsteps, that you cover them with the Psalm 91 protection. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, and we thank you for the DDS De Leon family. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to hear the playback, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And again, right after this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kayla, for the time of praise and worship. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating our guests this morning and our family members as they got on the line. And Minister Darrell, what can I say? Thank you for the meat and potatoes you gave us for breakfast this morning. We just thank you. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, family, just know that I do love me some you. Minister Darrell, will you please come back and give us the benediction?
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the word. Father God, we ask you to dispatch your angels today, Father God, protect and shield the TMC family, Father God. Father God, we ask you to take care of everybody's business, Father God, because we've taken care of yours. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I pray this morning. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.